This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Apparently, we like to splurge. Keystone Financial Services did a survey. Says America splurges about $143 a week over our budget. That equates to $7,400 a year in overspending. Survey also says we spend the most on taxes, more than food, clothing, and health care combined. Add income tax, Social Security, state, local property, and other taxes. The average family was taxed about $18,600 last year. Food, health care, and clothing came out to about $14,700 on average. My mom used to say it, two things for sure, death and taxes. Well, here's something I bet you didn't know. The birth rate of twins is falling off in the U.S. Government stats show twin births peaked in 2014. They've fallen off since by about 4%. They say the incidence of twins had been rising, mostly due to older women seeking fertility treatments. But last year was the lowest twin rate in a decade. Currently, one in every 31 births are twins. Scientists at Northwestern have established a causal link between failure and success. They say failure actually does breed success. They found people who fail but stick to it, on average, perform much better in the long run. As one researcher noted, the old saying is true, if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, we're in it. Fourth quarter, just beginning. Retail experts already predicting a blowout holiday shopping season. They predict Americans will spend $136 billion with a B this coming holiday, a 13% jump from last year. That's with a shorter traditional holiday season. So they say look for more early specials on the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And the big trend this year will be click and collect, with people shopping online then driving to the store to pick up purchases. Here come the holidays. U.S. has way too many eggs, apparently, and the prices are plunging. That's exciting. A new government report shows there are an additional 800,000 laying hens in the country this year. Experts say consumers are raising the demand for cage-free and no-antibiotic eggs. Farmers are answering the call, but not reducing the number of caged layers. So more hens means more eggs. Wholesale egg prices in some parts of the country down 30%. Spent 60 cents for a dozen eggs last week. Funny story out of the UK where a guy went to a concert and after the show he forgot where he parked his car. He's still looking for it a week later. The 19-year-old man's mother said she's devastated and annoyed that he's so responsible. Darn kids. 31-year-old Polish daredevil has abandoned his plan to ski down Mount Everest. Last year, he skied down the world's second tallest mountain, K2, but he announced yesterday from his Everest base camp that a block of ice the size of an apartment building was blocking his planned route. So he'll scratch the attempt this year. Well, here it comes this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Family Dollar in South Haven. Cozy's annual Project Personal Care, collecting personal care items for those in need. Spencer Rivers will kick things off 9 o'clock this Thursday morning. We'll be there till 7 on Thursday, all day Friday, and Saturday till noon. Thanks to our partners at Moore Family Pharmacy, Captain Nemo's, our truck sponsor Woodham's Ford Lincoln in South Haven. Please plan to stop by sometime Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Pick up a few personal care items. We'll make that easy for you to do. They're very inexpensive, and you can donate them right there. We'll see to it through the Southwest Michigan Community Action Agency that they get into the hands of those that need them most. Project Personal Care on Cozy this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Knucklehead news out of Kentucky, where a guy was taken into custody after cops spotted him trying to get stoned on actual stone. He was trying to light up a pipe loaded with
gravel.
No, really. Cops responded to a complaint of a man being intoxicated on a busy highway. When they arrived on the scene, they found the 52-year-old staggering around a parking lot holding a pipe, which was packed with gravel that was lining the area. He was cuffed, charged with public intoxication on a controlled substance, presumably not gravel. That's your stoner, basically smoking stone, and from it, no daily buzz. You have something I should buzz about? Get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Leave me a link on our Facebook page. Find our podcasts at WCSY.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all the great podcasting outlets. Alexa will even play them for you. Just have her ask Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM to play daily podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.